All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grim Lord's Adult Game Corner, and we're back with Being a Dick. Now, this didn't do very well on MGTOW.TV, but BitChute fucking loved it. 79 hits and counting. I think it's 83 now. It's really going up. You guys really, really like this game, so I'm bringing you more of it. DP's not here. Obviously, he got the kidney transplant. He's going to be out. It would be awesome to have his commentary because he really genuinely enjoyed this game. And it sucks. I didn't even get him a chance to get a copy, but I don't think his Mac would run it. Anyway, it's just me, and we'll go through it just as we have been. Okay, so now I can actually go different places. There's really not too many choices. Hey, ass man, what's up? High five or a low five? Let's go to high five. Alright. So what are you up to? Not much, just walking around trying to figure this place out. How about you? I'm trying to find out who's really in charge of this place. What do you mean? Well, rumor has it that there's more to this place than what it appears to be. I'm trying to find out who's calling the shots and how to get in on the action. That doesn't really explain anything. Calling the shots on what? What action? Open your eyes. Pardon. I think you'd see that there's something weird going on if you just look hard enough. I mean, how can the Hots afford to pay tuition for the Freshies? Why do the security guards treat some people differently? Maybe because they're wearing clothes while you walk around half naked. Lol. Seriously, do you even have a spare t-shirt? I can give you one of mine. Haha, fuck off. I'm not bullshitting you. But enough about that. How did the English test go? I'm sure I passed it with some tricks. I could spot you cheating from where I was sitting, dude. You need to get smarter with that. If you want, I can give you some pointers to pass tests easier. Why are you saying it like that? Like how? Oh, you mean you want to teach me how to cheat? Cheat me? Haha, well, I'd never. Look, dude, trust me, I have some pointers for you. Not for free, of course. A dude gotta eat. Derek sells items that make the minigames easier to pass through cheating. The items are permanent bonuses. How the cheating is carried out depends on the minigame. As an example, increasing your cheating level in English will reveal more words when you cheat, and in math you may cheat one extra time per level of the booster. I have no money right now, so there. Just hit me up if you want to buy something. Come on, you stupid machine! I've been there before. Camilla and Maya, I think. If you say so, Quinn. Yeah, I know. But you have to admit it was easier last year. That was because of you, Riona. Okay, didn't say anything. Fuck, I'm bored. Wanna get your groove on? Shh, these always have ears. Follow me. Whistles. Someone's in here. That, sir, is a toilet. You unlocked a special render. It says eat up. The fuck is this? A glory hole? Someone's on the other side. Yeah, no way I'm eating anything that comes through that hole. There's a faded number written on the wall. I think it says 3, but it could be an 8 too. Study. Guess I can study some English. It would make it easier to pass the next test. Or I could prepare for tomorrow's math test. Ouch. 10% score on your next math test. Your total bonus for the next test is 10%. That will do for tonight. I should call Josie before I go to bed. If you want to play in easy, normal, or hard mode will put a premium on reaction time. Okay, that's interesting. All right, a lot of different kinds of music on it. Different girls. Should I call her? I shouldn't. It's better I just erase her number, maybe. One phone call can't hurt. No fucking way. Hey, take it outside. Yeah, yeah. Josie. Grim, hi. Hey, how are you? Hey, that was my line. I'm great, but enough about me. How's college? Yeah, it's okay. Just okay? Did you meet a lot of new fun people yet? Hey, shithead, go away, I can still hear you. Some interesting ones indeed. It's funny, I was actually about to call you. Haha, no way. Yeah, I was standing here holding the phone when you called. What a coincidence, so why were you almost calling me? Did you miss me? Do you miss me or what? I just wanted to check how you were doing. Oh, okay. Did you hear anything about the waitlist yet? No, that's kind of why I called too. I think I would cut my losses already and just move on. I'm actually thinking of quitting my job and moving to the East Coast. Maybe start working in a mall or do volunteer work. I don't know. What about your boyfriend? Listen, she doesn't have one. Sorry, this was a stupid idea. I shouldn't have called you. Hey, don't hang up. Can I come to see you soon? Soon? You just left. Yeah, I did, but she's saying that you're about to move even further away. It feels weird. I just feel like I need to get away for a while. It's been tough lately. How about I come back home this weekend? This weekend? It's your first weekend in college. You should be partying. Would you give that up for me? In a heartbeat. Okay, see you Saturday or Sunday? I'll let you know. Bye. What am I doing? That's it for today. It's been interesting. Not at all like I would have imagined it. Huh? Troy, where's he going? I'm too tired. Besides, I really don't care. You did so well on your test, Grim. I can't believe you know so much. I kind of feel like you should be the one teaching me things. Would you like to teach me how to pronounce words like onomatopoeia? Whoops, I already knew that word. What about sarcoidosis? Oh, silly me, again. Well, I'm sure that there are other ways in which you can wake me up. Can you wake me up? Wake up! Ah! What the fuck's the matter with you? Oh, nothing. What do you want? You need to leave. I'm getting company. What? Now? Yes, now. Get out. Don't you have classes to go to or something? Fine. Give me a second, will you? Dude. This is not sustainable. Hey, it's you again. Hey. Sage, was it? Right. You hate Chad, right? With a burning passion. Good. I saw what the jocks did to you yesterday. That was nothing. Nothing. Not even my G-strings go that high up. If you say so, I have a proposition for you. What's it about? It's simple, really. I want you to find out who Chad's been fucking behind my back. Everybody, he's Chad! What's in it for me? Well, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. What's she getting at? Yeah, I don't know. Think about it. Talk to you later. Grim, was it? This girl is trouble. Good morning, class. Are we ready for a math test today? Yeah, I stayed up all night studying for it. He's such a smartass. Best of luck to you. You may begin. In the math class, you'll be given a series of logical tests. Study the pattern on the left-hand side and choose the most logical answer from the four alternatives. Okay, now let's see how stupid Grim is. To pass the test, you need to get a 70% correct answers. If you manage to get at least 90%, you'll unlock a lewd render and reward gallery. You can cheat during the test to answer the current question correctly. You can only cheat on one question unless you bought boosters from Derek. Cheating will increase your dick score if you pass the test. Passing the test without cheating will decrease your dick score. Let's start with a couple of examples. In this example, the test follows a numerical pattern. The correct answer is D, of course. Tests can also consist of patterns. In this test, the correct answer is B. Let's begin. Yeah. Okay, that was easy. These are like the puzzles I had to do when I was signing up for the military, when I did the ASVAB. They had a series of logical tests like this. I got an 88 on that thing. But that was pretty much years ago. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Then we have 2, 3, 4. We should have 3, 4. It's gotta be 5. It's gotta be 5. This is a bit harder. That's almost like fucking Morse code. Okay, that and that makes that. That and that would make that. Oh, wow. Scored 100. Guess I'm still good at some of these little logical puzzles. Those were fun. You can buy items to lower the limit for getting lewd renders and to increase your cheating skill. By setting, you can make the math test easier to pass. Pencils down, class. Please turn in your tests. That wasn't too bad, was it? Tomorrow there will be no more tests, I promise. Instead, we'll start having lectures. Don't forget to sign up for other classes online, students. Hey, Maya, did you sign up for any class yet? Yeah, I did. Gender Studies 101. No. How about you? No, nothing yet. So, gender studies, huh? What's that about? Lord, I can always see her with the gained weight and the glasses, the problem glasses, and the... Well, it's a fucking feminist class, ass man. Hey, my man Derek is pretty fucking based, you know. There we go. There we go right there. I knew I was gonna like this game. I knew I was gonna like it. Ass man. Trust me, it's bullshit. There, I'm right. We're gonna clap for that one. No. You heard me do the Darth Vader no. It ain't happening. Shut up, Derek. It's not bullshit. It's bullshit. You gonna shave your fucking hair. You gonna gain 300 goddamn pounds. It's bullshit. It's over with. You gonna talk about how Lara Croft, it looks too good and doesn't represent the proportions of regular women. And you gonna talk about how Tifa looks too good and doesn't represent the proportions of regular women. No, this is not good. And Maya's hot, dude. Maya's gonna be like, oh God, I could just see the evil just seething. It's gonna come out, folks. It's easy credits. She says that until she says, "Would you like to try communism, comrade?" Easy credits? For real? Yeah, if you're into that sort of stuff. Define stuff. Women's rights. Nope. Let's give him a round of applause here. You know, that's just one man clapping, but hey, I hope all you guys are clapping. We got clapping time right now for everybody here. Gender equality. Couldn't care less. There we go. We're gonna clap some more. Yay. Let's clap a round of applause. Just yay. Vaginas. Nope. Yes. He changes his mind on that one. That was a test. You just failed. So, no vaginas? Well, probably some vaginas. Wait, why are we discussing vaginas? No, Derek, I don't think it's a class for you.
Yeah, whatever.
You, on the other hand, are you up for it? I don't think it's for me either. Yep, because that's me. Oh, man, thank you, Dr. Pink Cake, for not having to make me suffer through gender fucking studies in college. DP, if you were here, man, oh, this would have been so much better. He's doing good, man. He sent me something from YouTube today showing he's still digging. You know, you gotta understand, when you get a kidney, your body tries to reject it sometimes. So he's hanging in there, man, and that's all you can do. Come on, it will be fun. Said no man ever. No. said no man ever about gender studies. Let's go to gender studies, Grim. It's gonna be fun. Oh, you know what's gonna be fun? I got a pistol, and it's got a couple of bullets. And if I take the pistol and I put it up against my hand, and I pull the trigger and the bullets, we're gonna have tons of slapdash fun right there, kiddies. Lots of fun. No, you can take your feminist crap and shove it up your ass. I'll not partake in this endeavor. If you don't like it, you can just sit there and pretend to listen. Like I said, easy credits. Plus, it'll look good on your resume.
No!
Okay, what the hell? I can give it a shot. Oh, God. God bless America. Want to eat lunch together? Sure, but tell me. Is there anything else to eat around here besides cafeteria food? Ah, you want to eat healthier too. We'll have to go outside of campus. Are you up for it? Lead the way. Oh, I've been there. It's very close. Yeah, it's just 30 minutes by train. I'll probably go back and visit my dad a lot. How about you? You said you're a local. Do you live close by? I live on campus, stupid. Well, I kind of meant your parents. They live uptown. It's not far from here. Her tone has changed. This is probably a sensitive issue. Enough family talk. Let's see what kind of person you really are. Okay, what do you have in mind? I'll ask you a few questions, and after that I'm gonna figure you out. I've never done such a thing before, but alright. Fire away. Which do you prefer, being indoors or outdoors? I'm an indoor kind of guy. Okay, folks, I know that's what the text said, but, like, yeah, that's just a coincidence, folks. Interesting. Which sounds nicer, cuddling up with a blanket or taking a bubble bath? Damn, that's really hard. Like, the blanket's good, though. Cuddling up with a blanket sounds nicer, but I'm not sure I would do that by myself. Smart man. Do you drink alcohol? Yeah, it happens. But I haven't partied a lot in my life, yet. Would you rather spend a night with friends getting drunk at a party, or at home with a bottle of wine? At a party. At a party, of course. Do you keep your promises? I think I do. So if I asked you to promise me something, would you? For you? Sure. Okay, can you promise me to always be honest with me and to never lie? Dun dun dun! That's a bad move. I can do that. Bullshit. Really? Say it. I promise. Why wouldn't I be able to? I can be 100% honest with you. Do you masturbate? Okay, maybe 99% honest with you. Aha, come on, you promised. I thought you meant honestly, like telling you if you looked fat in a dress or something. Not something so personal. Yeah, sorry, I don't think I can trust you. I can be 100% honest, but then you would have to be that way too. Boom! Hitting her back with a 1-2 punch! If you can prove to me that you are, yeah, I could do that. But you would really have to prove. Okay, why does he have to really prove it? But she's like, well, I don't think you can be honest with me. But for me, well, you really have to prove it. So she gets the right to not be honest, but he has to be 100% honest. This is like the man carrying the oxen on his back, you know. They're fitting well, he's got a deer carcass or animal carcass on his back, right? It's big, it's heavy. And the woman, she She's just sitting there walking behind him, you know, doing her thing. He's like, man, this carcass is heavy. I need to sit it down somewhere. No, but if you do that, it might go bad. It might start rotting, and then we can't eat it.
Well, I'm tired. I
said, well, you gotta keep going. You're the man.
You can't carry it for a little bit?
Oh, I don't think I could do that. It's too big and heavy for me.
Well,
and see, that's how it's been for hundreds of thousands of years. Fine, yeah, I masturbate. Who doesn't? I don't.
Bullshit!
What? Yeah, there must be something seriously wrong with you. I mean, you. If you do not masturbate, like... Dude, she's like gonna be Anita Sarkeesian or something. This is getting bad. You want to come to gender studies with me? Oh, you promised not to lie to me ever, 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 ever? Oh, but it's okay. I can kind of lie. Like I can lie, but I gotta really... If you want me to not lie, you really gotta trust me. Like, 100% gotta trust me. No, I'm sorry. She says, if you don't want me to lie, then you have to be 100% truthful. Like, really, really truthful. You can't lie to me at all, and then I'll be truthful. Okay, now you're just fucking with me. Ha 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 ha. What about you? Nuh-uh, I'm still asking the questions here, remember? How many relationships have you been in? Just one. Listen, I don't want to talk about that. And your whole life, brah? Ended poorly, huh? Don't they all? I wouldn't know. Bullshit! Okay, I'm not gonna push you on that for now. How many girls have you slept with? Wow, you're really going all in on the personal questions here. Okay, don't answer that. I'll stop. Wow, time really flies chatting with you. Come, let's leave. What kind of money is that? Where the hell are we? No, I'm not paying for her meal. Who do you think I am? Remember what I said in the beginning? Beginning of what? That I thought I could figure you out? Yeah. I just did. And? I'm not telling you. I don't know if that's good or bad. You're different. That doesn't make it any clearer. I'm different, too.
So says every woman on planet Earth, gentlemen. Hey, safe to come in? What happened here? You okay? Leave me alone. Where's my guitar? It's gone. Say what? There was nothing I could do. Are you fucking kidding me? That's my guitar. Who the fuck stole it? Fuck off. I told you to leave me alone. You dick? Tell me who stole it. Some fucking jock stormed in and took it, okay? And you just let him do that? You think I wanted this? You're a fucking asshole. Get the fuck out. There's no fucking way you're staying here anymore. During the game, you will encounter major choices. These choices will shape your character with time. If the choice you make is considered to be a dick choice, one bar will be removed from the chick side, vice versa. After making several major dick or chick choices, you will be unable to progress on the opposite side past a certain point. Beware, eventually you may be forced to make good or bad decisions as a result of how you shaped your character. Get ready! Oh. Oh, I forgot that. Okay, I didn't know you could fight like that. Okay, hold on. So you get the fuck up. Well, I didn't know, man. That was a little hard mini. That was a hard mini game. Hey, reception lady, wait, I need help. I'm going home for the day. You can come back tomorrow morning. This is urgent. I need somewhere else to stay. I got in a huge fight with my doormate, and there's just no way I can stay there any longer. Oh, I'm afraid it's not that simple. There's a whole process behind changing dorms that... Please, this is an emergency. Calm down. There's nothing that can be done for you at the moment. Try to get along with your doormate, or maybe stay with a friend until we can get you a new dorm. Really? That's all you can do? For now, yes. Or you could try talking to the different fraternities and see if they will help you. The fraternities, really? The nerds don't have a house. The jocks, yeah, right. The preps, good luck getting close to that mansion. The dicks. Chug, chug, chug! Yeah! Ladies and not so gentlemen, the winner is the reigning massive dick, Tommy! Well, yeah, he did that. Fucking learn how to drink, Jacob! Man, fuck you. You were probably breastfed beer as a kid. Get fucked. I get more tits in my mouth these days than I did back then. Hey, hold the fuck up. Who's that? Is that a jock? Hi. The door was open and I... doesn't look like a jock to me. Nah, that's no jock. That's the freshie I was telling you about. He almost gave it to Chad in the cafeteria. Wow. Almost, huh? That doesn't cut it. Dude, come on, it's not like you would have tried to go head-to-head with Chad. Hey, who are you? Grim. How do you feel about the jocks? I don't like them at all. They stole something very valuable from me. Yeah, he's not a jock, right? No, I'm just me. How cute. Yeah, he's not a jock. This guy was hitting on Sage before. No jock would be stupid enough to do that. Yeah, that's right. Haha, this guy is fucking dick material. Here's the deal. I came here looking for some place to stay. I got in a fight with my dorm mate, and I can't stay there anymore. Who's your dorm mate? Just some guy named Troy. Long black hair? Yeah. That fucking seals the deal for me. That's another jock he's got issues with. Wait, Troy's not a jock. Former jock, he got kicked out. That's just semantics. A jock's a fucking jock. Yeah, I don't know. I say we test him. You want to pledge our house? Yes? If that would give me a place to stay, then yes. Rusty, he must be tested. Yeah, this is tough, but rules are rules. A test it is. What do I have to do? Oh, it's really simple. You need to bring us one small item from the Hots and we'll consider your pledge. An item? A pair of panties, dude. We've all done it. Think of it as an initiation. How you go about and do it, that's up to you. But you must enter their house and leave with a pair of panties. Those are the rules. Okay, I'll try. Hey, fresh bait on the hook. This is insane. What do I say if someone catches me? I better not stick around here for too long. In and out. Let's just do this. Steal a pair of panties from the hot girls. Lock. Hot girls showers? Please let there be some panties in there. Yes, this would do perfectly. Why do I have to do that? Shit, someone's coming. I'll hide in here. Think of it as a rite of passage or an initiation, something we all do at least once. If that's really the case, I'll do it. Good girl. Holy shit, what an ass. I can't believe this. If they see me, I'm totally screwed. Just follow the instructions we give you and you'll be fine. Huh? Is somebody in there? You in the booth, speak up. What do we have here? A fucking perv. Please, I can explain. Yeah, go and explain while you're standing here holding a pair of panties with a heart on. Oh shit. Please, I'm all ears. Were you enjoying yourself watching Camilla get naked in front of you? She's got a nice ass, huh? Yeah, her ass is amazing. Show us what you hide in those shorts. Strip! Why would I do that? Strip, pervert, or I'll make sure everyone hears about it. You snuck into our showers trying to wank to us being naked. Come on, that's not the truth. It will be. Strip! Fine there. You've seen me too now. Can I leave? Camilla, come over here. Show him the goods. Wait, what? Oh my god. See? I knew it. You're getting off watching Camilla naked. He's pretty damn attractive, I'll say. Look at that hard cock, she says. I bet this is what you really came to see. Yeah, that looks really nice. Grab his cock, Camilla. Give this pervert what he really came for. That's it. Can you feel how his cock is pulsating in your hand? I bet this guy's a virgin. Coming in here trying to jack off to little girls. That's fucking disgusting. Wow, I've never gotten a handjob from two girls before. This feels amazing, the way Camilla is gripping my cock while Quinn is stroking the head. They're really going at it. Fuck, this is just too hot. Kind of like live action hentai or something. This is different, I gotta say. Keep going, Camilla. He isn't twitching yet. That means he's not ready to come. Keep massaging that pervert's cock. She has the softest ass I've ever felt. Interesting. Yeah, it's like, Quinn, he's touching my ass. I fucking told you that he's a pervert. Hey, did I say you could touch her, you pervy little cunt? Come on, I thought we were just having fun. Pervert, someone call security. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Ah! I'm so sorry. Fuck. Oh my god, pervert. Oh, I'm really not sorry. Aha! I'm fucking freezing. I got the panties. They have to let me in. Hey, open up! What the fuck is this? Here, I got you the panties. When I come in, I'm freezing my balls off here. Haha, dicks, Rusty! Come, you gotta see this! Hey, what's up? Oh, hell no. Ding dong. Hey, guys, I did what you told me. Please let me in. Well, the house is really for dicks only, but since you got the panties, I guess. No, stop it right there, Rusty. You got the first part right. This is dicks only's This is a dicks only house, and this guy's neither a dick, a pledge, or a hot girl. He may stand there with naked with panties, but that cock sticking out between his legs is what's wrong with that. Come on, it's just a dick. We all have them. Thanks for the panties. We'll be in touch. Sorry, dude. Dick code, you know. Can I at least get something to wear? I fucking hate college. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? Troy has my other clothes. Quinn has my keys and phone. I'm screwed. Maybe I should just call for a security guard. If only I could find one. Footsteps. Someone's coming. Shit. Oh, it's the librarian. What was her name again? Oh, yeah. Isabella. Psst. Isabella. Well, who's there? Don't be alarmed. I don't want to see you see me like this, but I need your help. Huh? What? Who is this? No, don't. What the hell, boy? Are you out of your mind? Ouch, ouch. Why are you walking around naked outside? Please help me. A hot girl took my clothes and threw me outside of the sorority house naked. My keys were in my pants and I can't go back to my dorm. What? Please help me. Here. Cover yourself up and follow me. Thank you. There's no one here at this hour. Oh, good. But don't get too comfortable. I'm not interested in seeing your penis again. Understood. There's a lost and found back here. I'm not sure if they will fit, but it's better than wearing nothing. Really? How do people lose their clothes in here? Said the boy standing naked in front of me. Thank you. Towel! Sorry. Thank you for the clothes, really. Bye. Not so fast. Where do you think you're going? I thought I would try getting back to my dorm now. Where are your manners, boy? Look, I said I'm sorry and thanked you. What else can I do? Over there. Sit. Hey, I don't like how you boss me around. Now! Start from the beginning. The beginning of what? Tell me why you ended up in that bush naked, boy. Can you stop calling me boy? I'm a grown man. A grown man, you say? Does a grown man sneak into young girls' dorms? That's not what I was doing in there. Then tell me what you were doing in there, boy. Look, I share a dorm with this asshole named Troy. I was trying to get along, but thanks to him, the jock stole my guitar. My father got me that guitar, and now it's gone. It's okay, go on. I had a falling out with him, and there's just no way I can live with him anymore. I figured that I could move into a frat house to get away from him. The tri-betas don't have a house, the jocks hate me, and I'm way too poor to ever be able to join the preppy frat, so I was left with the dicks. It was my only option. They said I would get in if I went to the hot sorority and stole a pair of panties from them. You what? Hey, at least let me explain before you scold me. Go on. So I found the panties and I was about to get out of there, but these two girls came into the showers and I had to hide. They found me and the details don't matter. They stole my clothes and kicked me out holding a pair of panties. They stole your clothes? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. I had to walk around campus naked trying to get back to the dicks. And when I got there, they laughed in my face. They even took the panties from me. There, go ahead and scold me again. Are you some kind of pervert? Great, I'm a pervert. Again. What's wrong with you, boy? Didn't your mother ever teach you that you don't go sneaking around in women's showers? No, she... My mother passed away as I was born. It's just been me and my dad. And he didn't tell me that. Explicitly. Oh, I, Yeah, well, that would make quite a difference. Well, there's not much I can do about that. You may leave. Fine. That shirt is too small for you. Thank you, Isabella. I'm grim, by the way. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to get back in. If I had my phone, I could have called someone. You know what? Fuck this place. I'm going home. I'm not gonna stay here. It's obvious that no one gives a fuck about me. College sucks. Dad, he'll understand. Fuck, my wallet was in my pants. No, I'm so fucking stupid. Hey, you, have you seen a naked guy running around here? Oh, no. Or maybe he went into the parking lot. Damn it. Is he gone? Huh? That was a close one. Wait, you're the naked guy? Yeah, fucking Quinn stole my clothes. No way, mine too. No, why is he purple? You want some clothes? I have my bag right here. Nah, I'm good. She fooled both of us, huh? Looks like it. Don't worry, we'll get her back. What's up with that bag? Going somewhere? Anyway, I was going home. I've had enough of this place. Are you crazy? You're giving up? You just got here. Yeah, but it feels like everyone's against me. Quinn tricked me. The dicks fucked me over. The jocks hate me and I got in a fight with my dorm mate. My former dorm mate, I should say. So what? We're naked, everyone hates you, and you have no place to stay. That's some cool fucking stories in the making there, bro. That's a real college experience, if you ask me. And not everyone hates you. I like you. I feel much more comfortable if you put on some clothes. What the fuck are you two doing? Hey, sis, come join us. No way, I'm going. Wait, what? Sis? Didn't she tell you? No. Grim needs your help. What are you doing? Trust me. Help with what? Did that exchange student show up, or are you still living alone? No, not yet. Why? Awesome. Meet your new roommate. My new what? He needs a place to stay, and you need someone to share your dorm with. No, I don't need someone to share my dorm with. You can share your dorm with him. Come on, you fucking owe me, and you know it. This again? After this, we're even. Only for one night. For one night? No way. Put some fucking clothes on, Derek. I'll take it. Deal. Dude, I would have gotten you months. The deal is done, Derek. Okay, Grim, follow me. I can sneak you in through the window. Ugh. There, thanks. Ahaha, why are you laughing? I was just fucking with you about the window. No one cares if you go through the door. Oh, haha. Sorry. Anyway, welcome to my dorm. This dorm is a lot nicer than my old one. Make yourself at home. You know, for the night. Practical botany. Says, let's be nice. Let's see what we got here. I don't see anything. Yeah, I didn't realize that you and Derek are siblings. Yeah, I was gonna tell you that back in class. We're twins. When it comes to looks, I know who got the better part of the deal. Yeah, Derek's a real looker. No, I meant... I'm joking, stupid. Oh, haha. I would never have guessed you were twins. Yeah, well, we are very unalike. Very. So that's why you put up with him? Well, not only because of that. Say what you want about my brother. But he didn't give up on me. Who gave up on you? Please, forget that I said that. Maybe I'll tell you someday, but yeah, not today. Oh. Dan, house party. Okay. A lot of people's phone numbers she's got. That's my closet, Grim. I know I told you to make yourself at home, but please leave me some privacy. I'm sorry. Whoops! You shouldn't be sneaking through girls' closets. You wanna go to bed? What? Not together, right? Nah, no, stupid. To clarify, I'm sleeping over there. And you're sleeping all the way over there. Aha, okay. Now turn around and close your eyes. What for? Because I need to change and I don't need you staring at me. Is that what you think of me, that I would stare? No, I... Sorry, you've been nothing but nice. I just meant that I'd be more comfortable that way. Of course, I'll turn around. Okay, I'm ready. That's very beautiful on you. Graham. My turn. Aha, alright. Whoa, I thought you would ask me to turn around. Oh, well, it doesn't matter to me. You have to teach me how to be that comfortable with myself sometime. Good night, Grim. Good night. Thank you for letting me stay here tonight. No worries. Hope you'll dream sweet dreams. I hope so, too. You really don't know shit! Can't you spell the word endocytosis? But I do know how to spell it! Oh yeah, this is another dream. I feel like I should be teaching you how to spell simpler words. What about ball? B-A-L-L. Hello, it's a noun, something you can play with. Not your balls. Why would you want that, for me to play with your balls? With your dick too? If that's what it'll take to get you to stay awake in class, then fine. This is ridiculous. Never have I had a student as bad as you. I seem to have gotten your attention now, haven't I? Oh yes, I definitely have your full attention. Are you gonna behave in class, Grim, or will I have to do this every day? You like this, don't you? Having your teacher jack you off? Yes, Kathy. All that cum in your cock must be making you stupid. I'll get all of it out for you. Every single drop. Faster, Kathy, please. Faster, he says. Who do you think you are? I'm the one in charge here, Grim. Did you hear what I just said? Yes, Kathy. Please don't stop now. Are you gonna come soon or what? Oh, Kathy, I'm gonna coom. Well, that looks weird. About time. I hope that you stay awake in class from now on. Or I'll have to come visit you in your dreams again. Good morning, Grim. Yawn. Good morning. So, did you sleep well? Yeah, I slept really well. Did you dream about anything in particular? Why do you ask? Oh, shit! Sorry, I don't know what to say. Don't worry, these things happen. Listen, I'm going out for a run before classes. It's nice having a roommate for the evening. Thank you for letting me stay here, Maya. No worries. I hope that everything gets sorted for you today. Me too. And I know just where to start. Hey, Quinn! What's up, perv boy? Almost didn't recognize you with clothes. Speaking of clothes, I have my back, my phone, and wallet were in there. Oh yeah, that's right. There was a phone in there. Who's Josie? What? She called last night. We ended up chatting. Bullshit. You should have heard her quaver in her voice when she thought I was your booty call. Not funny. Give it back. Oh, perv boy got some anger issues. I like it. You have to talk with Sage. I got bored with it. Go on in. I'm sure you're familiar with our house already, pervert. Sage! I knew you would come eventually. Follow me. Okay, we could talk in here. So what did you think about my proposition yet? That's not why I'm here. Give me my belongings back. Your belongings? Yes, my clothes, wallet, and phone. And my guitar! You're the one who stole it! Hey, calm the fuck down. That's my guitar. It was a gift. A gift? What? Just please, give it back to me. What's it worth to you? What? Will you spy on Chad for me? Okay, I'll help you with Chad. Can I have it back? Proof first, guitar later. Please, Sage, I need it. My dad bought me that for my 12th birthday. I don't think you understand how much it means to me. You still promise to help me? I do. Okay, take it. What about the rest of my stuff? Sure. Here, I didn't know they were yours. Quinn gave them to me, saying that she confiscated them from a pervert. Look at my... Oh shit. I'm actually closer to Chick, hold on. Quinn gave them to me, saying that she confiscated them from a pervert. That was me. You're the pervert? I'm not a pervert. Hey, what? Call me when you know more about the bitch Chad is fucking. Wow, she gave you your things back? She must really like you. Hey, hold up. What is it? I'm not gonna say I'm sorry because I'm not. What you did was a fucking scumbag thing to do. But I... I like to fuck with people. Some like that, some don't. So no harsh feelings? No harsh feelings. You're a single guy, right? What if I am? Yeah, you're a single guy. Do you get laid a lot? No, I don't. Really? Not even gonna lie about it? What if I told you there was a way for you to have some fun in a non-committal way? What are you getting at? I'm saying that I, let's say you're hungry, but you don't want to cook the food yourself. What would you do? Go buy food or order takeout? Ah, exactly. Takeout. What I'm saying is that you can think of me as a fast food restaurant. Just call me and order some food and I'll get it for you. My menu for the time being consists of Japanese or spicy food. Costs a bit, but most customers are very satisfied. Catch my drift? I think I do. So you want the number to my restaurant or not? Sure. There you go. FYI, you pick up your food in the corner booth of the bathroom next to dorm 72 and 73. Bye, pervert. Well, that settles it. Friday night it is. If you don't mind, you can bring a bottle of wine. Ah, enough chatting. We're keeping you from customers. Hey there, sport. Hi. Yes. Hi, Isabella. What do you need? I don't need anything, really. I came to thank you for helping me yesterday and to say I'm sorry for the way I behaved. I got my belongings back. Okay, anything else? No, nothing else. Bye, Isabella. Doesn't feel like she accepted my apology. Maybe I can help her around here somehow. The book cart is full. That good old Dewey Decimal System. The myth of the male orgasm. Who would write this, let alone read it? There, all done. Hey, isn't that Jill? She's here all alone. This would be my chance to talk to her some more. Hey, Jill, was it? Mind if I sit down? Please, go ahead. I don't want to bother you if you're busy studying. It's fine, really. Although, we're not supposed to be talking in here, you know. Oh, it's cool. Me and Isabella are friends now. I'm sure she doesn't mind us chatting. Is that so? Yup. If you really were friends, you would know that she prefers to be called Bella, and that she absolutely still wouldn't mind you talking in here. Friend or not. Oh, so you're a friend then? Yup. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll leave you to it. Wait, you don't have to go. I'm sure she won't mind as long as we keep our voices down. Inaudible whisper. Let me sit down closer to you so you can hear me. Smooth move. Thanks. Do you come here often? As a matter of fact, I do. This is the only place where I get to be truly alone. And here I am, ruining that moment for you. I didn't mean it like that. How can I explain it? Never mind, I just like this place a lot. It's much more cozy and comfortable than the library in the Alpha New Mega Mansion, too. Wow, they even have their own library in there? Yeah. So I hope you've been doing okay since last time. I'm guessing you're alluding to the wedgie? There have been some minor wardrobe malfunctions, but overall, I'm okay. You seem to take it pretty well. I don't want to pry, but that's not the first time you've dealt with bullies, huh? Hey, Bella! Bella? What did you tell him? Just that friends call you Bella. You know that a library is for reading and studying, Grim. Not for hitting on girls. Bella. Alright, I'm leaving. Bye, Jill. Bye. That was kind of rude. Trust me, I know that boy. You should stay away from him. Why? Let's just say that he has a habit of getting into trouble. More trouble? What do you mean, more trouble? What trouble do you know of? I saw him get bullied by the Tri-Alphas yesterday. They were ganging up on him and pulled his underwear up. Oh. Yeah, I couldn't help myself but to feel sorry for him. Where you're coming from, I understand. I don't think he's such a bad guy. I saw him spend like 10 minutes putting books from your cart back into their shelves. And he's been nothing but nice to me. Is there something going on between the two of you? What? No, I just... Really? Jealousy? We've barely talked to each other. But I have to admit, it's nice to socialize with someone who doesn't talk about their successful parents or economics every single minute. Just be careful, Jill. You know I want what's best for you. I know, Bella. I love you for that. So, you think I shouldn't socialize with him? Hey, where have you been? Out doing stuff. Wait, why are you still here? I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, you would let me stay here until I find another dorm? Wow, really? Listen, I went to the reception earlier, but it's not simple to change dorms all of a sudden. There's this big process behind it. Well, fuck it. It's not like I was gonna let you live outdoors anyway. Really? Yes, but only until you find yourself another place to stay. Or until I get a new dorm mate. About that, why don't I ask them if I can just share this dorm with you? You didn't tell them that, did you? That your dorm mate is a no-show? No, I didn't. Phew, good. It's just that I hit the jackpot for once, and I don't want to lose the privilege of having my own room here. Anyway, thanks. I'll try not to annoy you. Don't worry, you're cool. You got your phone back yet? Yeah, I did. You should take my number in case you get locked out or something. Well, folks, you know, I think we played a lot of this today. I've played more of it than I thought we were going to play of it because I got into it. Like, this is a fun game. I really do like it. I actually want to go through and experience everything. I think it's really well written. Again, the Japanese have their visual novels and we have our interactive adventure game thingies. And they're fun too. So this is what the West does. And I like what the West does. Dr. Pink Cake's really good, and I like to play more of these with a story. You know, not just, like, what is it, Fetish Locator or something like that somebody want me to play. It's got to have a story. It's not just, oh, you can fuck me. No, there's got to be a story, and I like the story. It's really good. I'm getting into it. I feel like I'm in college because I never actually did have college. I never went to college. I never had college years or dorm or anything like that. So this is about the closest I can get to, like, going to college with beautiful women and all that kind of stuff. So, it's funny, though. I work with all kinds of college guys. So they tell me about this kind of stuff, and that's interesting. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys later on Grim's Adult Game Corner.